RSN 927 Summer Breakfast with Andrew Mays and Brass McGain.
Welcome back to the show. 26 to 7 on your Thursday morning. Lots of sport happening. Lots of action yesterday at the Australian Open. And Craig Gabriel joins us once again. Your penultimate appearance,
yes,
during the Australian Open.
Exactly.
down to the business end.
Oh, gosh, yes.
And did you get a bit more sleep last night with Kei Nishikori retiring early, which I think was very considerate for
we
you?
Were going, yeah, baby. I think I left the stadium still it was about 11:30 or something. It's the first time that I've left the stadium this year before 2, I think.
Oh, jeez. You are a machine. Only a couple of days to go. Let's start yesterday with the biggest upset. And it's not often you'd say it was an upset with the number 7th seed beating the number 16th seed.
Yeah.
But Carolina Pliskova pulled off what looked like the impossible, especially having to say 4 match points. Have you ever seen or can you remember a collapse like this from Serena?
No. I was trying to think back on this yesterday, and I can't. It's not the worst loss she's ever had. I would still probably go more towards the Virginia Rizzano one at the French Open in the first round or second round, whatever it was, a few years ago. But to be up 5-1 and to have four match points, to lose that, for Serena to lose a match from there, I can't remember it. I mean, there may have been one, but I don't remember it.
So, what happened?
She was up 5-1. She had a match point. She gets foot faulted. She double falls. She twists her ankle. It was just like a procession of things. It really was. And then, you know, look, it wasn't that she collapsed. Those 4 match points that she had, Pliskova produced miraculous tennis. She was kissing the lines with her shots.
Mm.
And you know, it wasn't that Serena did anything wrong. Pliskova just picked it up on those moments.
Does Pliskova still have a point to prove in the world of tennis? Is that what drives her?
I think she still has a point to prove. She has been number one.
Yeah.
And she has been in the final of a major, but she's still sort of regarding the level of somebody like a Caroline Wozniacki, who's only won one and lost a number of major finals. So, she hasn't proven herself yet. And I think maybe that's on her mind. I don't know.
Is this the chance?
Yeah, it's a bit of a chance. I still think she's not going to be, unless she does it on a regular basis throughout, I still think she's going to be regarded as a second cousin.
Yeah. You don't think this can be a turning point for her career? I know she's been around for a while, and she's presented what she has, but can this be that breakthrough moment and that belief of saving the match points, particularly against the best ever women's player, arguably?
I think she shocked herself.
Right.
With getting through that match and saving those match points. She said that she thought she was going to be in the locker room at a 5-1. So we'll see. Certainly the possibility of it. I mean, she's got a good person working with her, Conchita Martinez.
Yes.
Can't say much about some of the others that she's working with. But possibly, I don't know, though. I really don't.
Do you think that mindset where she said after the game that, you know, I was expecting to be in the locker room is nearly the secret to success of that clear mind of, well, let's just put everything into it. It's nearly easy to play a match point and go, well, I'll go for my shots, I'll kiss the lines, I'll really go for those things, and it paid off. Maybe that will be the part that feeds her belief in herself.
Look, it could very well. I just don't have the confidence in her.
Mm. Is she going to win this? Probably not.
I don't think so.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I mean, although the last couple of days I've been absolutely miserable on some of the picks that I've had. Yeah. Seriously,
you
bad.
Started off on fire, though, Craig.
Tell me about it.
You are amazing.
I mean, I should be looking at it the way the players do. You can't win a major in the first week.
Exactly. So Carolina Pliskova through. I think full credit to Serena as well. Because when she did have that ankle injury, she could have taken...
She says she doesn't like calling the physio.
Yes.
And she didn't think it was as bad, you know, when she came down on it. So,
well, there's plenty of players who didn't think injuries would be serious, and there would have been a 10-minute stoppage just to halt the momentum.
Look at the football players.
Yeah, well,
the soccer,
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But she's tough. And she got, I've got to say, she did a very good post-match media conference.
Yeah, full credit to her as well in the post-match when she gave full credit to Carolina Pliskova. Let's have a listen to what Serena had to say post-match.
I don't know. It's hard to say because, like I said, from the first tournament, I'm thinking that I should win, which is not practical. But I know that there's a lot of things that I need to do, a lot of things I need to do to get better, and a lot of maybe more just matches or I don't know, whatever. So I just feel like as close as I want to say that I'm there, I know that there's a lot more that I need to do to kind of get there. And 10 months will soon be 11 months and it'll soon be 12 months and it just takes time.
Yeah, she'll get back, no doubt, to her best pretty shortly, Serena Williams, and she was very complimentary of Carolina Pliskova as well, which was good to see. Now, you talk about mindset. Naomi Osaka yesterday, 6-4, 6-1 over Svitolina, and also, it was really interesting to hear her talk about semi-finals now being a minimum expectation at every single major and how that's changed since her breakthrough last year. What did you see from her yesterday, Craig?
Pretty solid stuff. It was a boring match. Seriously boring match against Svitolina. But she did what she had to do. She produced the goods when she needed to in this match. And it was a solid performance. It was, you know, 6-4, 6-1. So it was, along with the Kvitova result from the day before, the most convincing scoreline of the players that are in the semifinals.
Yep. She was pretty
solid.
Yeah. Pretty solid, that's for sure. We'll preview a couple of the women's games coming up shortly, but now to the men's side of things. Milos Raonic. Now, he got a tweet from Rod Laver yesterday saying, that's the best I've seen Milos since when he went very deep in Wimbledon a couple of years ago and fully expected him to make the final, and Rocket Rod put the curse on him, unfortunately. Milos Raonic, the number 16 seed, losing to Lucas Pouille, 6-7, 3-6. 7-6, 4-6, so a four-set loss there for Raonic. What's the biggest story here? The improvement of Pouille under Amelie Mauresmo, which is a great story in itself, or Milos Raonic falling short when it looked like he was in the sort of form that saw him made that late run at Wimbledon a few years ago?
I think as far as the Lucas Pouille connection with Amelie, I think it's still too new. Certainly, she's provided him with a lot of knowledge and her experience, but I still think it's too new to see how this is going to produce. I mean, you know, certainly he's picked things up with her, but long way to go. I think he just played a solid match, and at the same time, I think Milos was not there. I really thought he was going to win that. He would have won that in straight sets.
Yeah.
And he just didn't get the runs going when he really needed them in that match. I was disappointed in Raonic because that was a big opportunity for him.
What couldn't he get going? Was it the serve? Was it just his all-round game?
I think it was just really all-round. I mean, certainly you've got to give the Frenchman credit, absolutely. Mm. You know, to be up two sets to love. And then he had a couple of dodgy moments, and I thought that's when Raonic would have really struck and he'd got that third set. But then fell in a bit of a heap after that.
In the other quarterfinal, Nishikori retiring last night against Djokovic, which is a bit of a shame. I guess after so many five-setters and everything that he's put in, he's played more tennis than anyone in the tournament, and I guess the wheels just ended up blowing out at the end. He strained a quad.
Yes, and, you know, credit to him for actually trying to continue.
Yeah.
But also, I know, yes, he's played so many matches and absolutely it takes its toll. But Kei Nishikori is always injured. There's way too many injuries in his career.
Is that because of the way he plays?
I think it's just his body.
Yeah.
And Raonic is a similar situation. I think the two of them are going to be injured right through their careers, and it's going to be stop-start tennis, which is a shame because they're both capable of doing a lot of damage on the tour. But yeah, yet again, Nishikori with an injury. You know, Novak just had to put the ball in play yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. So Kei Nishikori retiring 6-1, 4-1 down in the second set. So
for Novak, he's had a disappointing part? Would he have liked a game going into the semi, or he's quite happy just to go, okay, thank you very much.
Yep.
I'm happy to just get through. I'll keep the tank at full, and then I'll really attack the semi-final.
Let me tell you, he was thrilled, but an entire media room was ecstatic. Getting out of there early. Nice. He's fine. I mean, he's played enough tennis.
Yeah.
He's had a couple of four setters, so it's not that he's lacking matches or points or whatever that he needs. No, he's fine, totally fine. I think he even made comment about that, about getting home a bit early.
We'll talk about the Djokovic-Puy semi-final tomorrow when you're back to preview, because that's on Friday night. But tonight, this looks sensational on paper. If you've got a ticket for tonight, well done. Speaking of tickets, before we get there, was there any refund last night? Because you basically only saw two sets of tennis and...
No. Why?
Watch, it's
and then
very
a doubles?
Expensive.
Didn't they?
Yeah, I know, but it's still $284.
No, but when you're buying a ticket, you don't know what you're going to see. When you're buying a ticket, you don't know what the schedule of play is going to be for that day anyway.
No.
If it's a rain situation where you're not getting anything, different matter. But because a player retires, that doesn't warrant a ticket refund or an exchange.
Bit stiff if you paid $300 to sit in the second back row of Rod Laver and you see one and a half sets of tennis.
Yeah, but the same, you could go into the theatre and the set could collapse.
Oh, come on. When has a set collapsed in the theatre?
Well, the main star could have the replacement in.
Exactly. Could have laryngitis.
Yeah.
You're paying to see Pavarotti. And you get Joe Smith.
Joe can sing.
You get Andrew Mays. Then we got some issues. Yeah.
That's serious issues.
Can you sing Nessun Dorma?
No.
I could try.
if an understudy was on in a theatre performance, I'd go and ask for a bit of money back.
Really?
Yep.
Well, you wouldn't get it.
No, I've got it.
Have you?
I got it on the West End.
No.
I did. Yeah.
Okay.
No, if there was in the main part in Les Mis and there was a famous lady who was supposed to be there, and she didn't perform, and went, and they gave me like 25% refund.
Okay.
Anyway, don't think you
don't
do that in tennis. Good luck if you're asking.
But it did allow Sam Stosur to get through on the women's doubles.
Yeah, that's a great.
And it was
how
nice to see.
And happy was she?
That was brilliant. Yeah. I really enjoyed her press conference and hearing her talk about the journey over the 13 years since she was last in the doubles final. A bit has changed since then. She's now a major champion too on the singles side of things. So I reckon that's a really nice way. And she seems relaxed and so comfortable in herself, doesn't she?
Yeah, no, for sure. I think it's 8 years since she last won a title at the majors.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's great for her. She was so, her face was beaming on the court after that match.
Because she's unseated in the in the women's doubles too. So
Well, they've got Babos and Mladenovic in the final, which is not going to be an easy task.
No,
but
they're the number two seeds. Yeah, so when that women's doubles final is, I think, on Friday night. So
I think it's Friday, yeah.
Yeah, tomorrow night. So we'll have a look at that tomorrow as well. But let's head to that blockbuster tonight. Stefanos Tsitsipas playing Rafael Nadal. How much can Tsitsipas challenge Nadal? Because from what I've seen from Rafa, he's playing some mint tennis.
Hasn't dropped a set.
No.
Been absolutely on the money. Look, each player you come up against is different. How you approach that, what you're getting back in return from across the net determines things. Now, if Tsitsipas falters on a couple of occasions, gives Rafa a little bit of a look in, it's all over. What he was saying, they've played twice before, and it's 2-0 to Nadal, and what he was saying is that he really genuinely felt competitive with Nadal when they played on the hard court. Where was that? Canada, I think, last year. Mm-hmm. He said, when we were on clay, it was just a lost cause. Forget it. You know, just leave.
I think everyone feels like that against Rafa. Yeah.
Exactly. So, he's got the chance. He's going to have the crowd.
Yep.
Absolutely, he's going to have the crowd. You'd still go with Rafa, but there is the chance that he could drop a set.
If Tsitsipas plays his best, is he any chance of beating Rafa?
And if Rafa's playing his best, At this point of Tsitsipas's career, I don't think so. But I've been wrong a lot lately.
I can't wait for this.
You know, what I thought was amusing, I was looking back at stats of theirs yesterday, and I came down to the level of prize money. Tsitsipas has won, round figures, $3 million.
Yep.
Rafa, $103 million. I think that says it all.
Pretty much, in terms of experience, wealth, and knowledge on the tennis court, too. I can't wait. This is blockbuster TV tonight. I will be absolutely addicted to this going on, and hopefully it's a match we can all talk about with big smiles on our faces tomorrow. On the women's side of things, both semifinals today, Petra Kvitova taking on Collins from the USA, who's just been a fantastic story, and then Pliskova plays Osaka, the two winners from yesterday. First of all, on Petra Kvitova, can her fairy tale continue?
Yeah, I think it will continue. You know, this surface suits Danielle Collins, hard court. She did incredibly well last March. She was still in the early stages of coming through on the tour. She did very well at Indian Wells. She did exceptionally well in Miami, I think semi-final in Miami, and that is a big tournament. So I think she's been reasonably steady through the year. I mean, not lighting up the courts or anything, but steady. And she'll play that type of tennis. She can be aggressive. She has an attitude. I don't care who's on the other side. But I think Petra will knuckle down. Yep. She's playing wonderful tennis. Mm. This is the Petra that we've seen win Wimbledon. It's not the Petra we see week in and week out, because she's just one of those that she can be a bit flighty.
Yep.
And but this Australian Open, she's putting it all together superbly. Some of her tennis has been absolutely extraordinary.
And Pliskova pulled off the upset yesterday. Mm. Can she pull off another one today against Naomi Osaka, or will Osaka's game get her? It's like playing the two biggest, strongest people on tour within 2 days. It's a tough challenge.
True. I think Osaka might get her. It's 2-1 on the head-to-head to Pliskova.
Okay.
The last time they played was the final in Tokyo late last year, and Pliskova won that. Earlier in the year, Osaka beat Pliskova in Indian Wells en route to winning the title, which was her first big title. I think that Osaka has probably, for my money, been a bit more convincing than Pliskova so far.
All right. Hopefully we'll be able to watch that one this afternoon, and plenty of aircon cranking.
Yes, I'm sure.
When it's 36 degrees, and on Rod Laver it'd be about 50 at
easy
court level. So, the aircon will be absolutely pumping in there. Craig, looking forward to dissecting it all tomorrow. It's going to be a crackerjack night of tennis, not only this afternoon, but tonight with Tsitsipas taking on Rafael Nadal. Looking forward to looking at it all tomorrow. Before we preview, we'll know the women's final then and have a look at one man who will have their foot in the Australian Open final as well. 7-7 on RSN 927. And next, we're going to try and get your winner in the early mail, Bryce. We've got some bad news for you.
I'm good at that, though.
We've got some bad news for you, Bryce.
I'm now an expert at that.
We'll talk about it on the other side of this.